Wednesday, the 18th of May, Yud Iyar, Tovshin Ayin Vov, Torahway, Northwest London, Horav Ben Yomi Marks, Birchas HaTorah.
Morning, everybody. We're about halfway through Sefirot HaOmer now. Coming towards Matan Torah. And the Matan Torah Shavuos is obviously a celebration. We celebrate Matan Torah. And the emes is that we have every single day an opportunity to give a shvat to the Rabbeinu Shalom for the Mother Satoru. We say every single day, every single morning, Berachas HaShachar, we say Berachas HaToru. So I want to talk a little bit about Berachas HaToru, what it is, what are the Gedorim of the Berachas HaToru, and its significance, its chashivas. So I want to start with the Loshon of the Torah in Siman Ben Zayin, Siman all about Berachas HaToru. And the Torah starts like this. He says, Berachas HaToru, Ma'oid tzarech v'zoyeh bo, k'de'isa ben adorim. Berachas HaToru, one has to be extremely particular, extremely careful. As we find the Gemara in the Dorim, the Amr Rabbi Huda Marav, Ma'i dechsev, why does it say the Pasuk, Nirmiyo, Mi ha'ish ha'chocham v'yoven ezois, v'she'et diba pipi Hashem, elov, v'yegida, amar av d'haaretz. Amar av d'haaretz, why was the Bayis Rishon destroyed? What caused the Churban the Bayis? Dov was a nisha l'chachomim, so the Gemara says nisha l'chachomim, l'levim, l'malach yashoris, v'lebishua. They asked the Chachomim, Levim, Malach Yesharis, nobody could explain what caused the Churban HaBayis. At Shepirushu Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmoy, till the Rebbeinu Shel Kevyochol himself explained, Shenem Ha'avim Hashem Al-Azav Is Teriosi, Shenesati Lefneyem V'Lishomu V'Koyli V'Lahal Chubo. So the Pasuk says something quite strong. It says, Shenesati, the Torah which I gave to them, V'Lishomu V'Koyli, Al-Azav Is Teriosi, sorry, they left the Torah, they didn't listen to my voice. But they hold the book. Amr Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Loima She'ein Mevarachim B'Torah B'Tchilo. What was the problem? The problem was that in the generations of the Bayis Rishon, they didn't make Brichas HaTorah. So you have to understand what that means. You have to understand what's the significance of that. Even it's something which we would think is relatively quite unimportant. Why would it be that it's got such significance that it would bring about the Churban HaBayis? So let's start discussing exactly what is Birchas HaTorah. So Emes is that Birchas HaTorah, according to many, many opinions, could be all opinions, is actually Midoraita. And the Ramban in his Sefer Mitzvahs, when he's compiling a list of mitzvahs to be mashlim, to complete the list of mitzvahs asei, because there are those mitzvahs that he argues on the Ramban, so he has to bring in some other mitzvahs asei in order to complete the number of the Ramach mitzvahs asei. And one of the mitzvahs that she brings is a mitzvah asei deraisa, is Birchas HaTorah. There's a chiyuv medaraisa to say Birchas HaTorah. Then the Chronim say that if it's deraisa, then only one bracha is deraisa. But nonetheless, there's a chiyuv, mitzvah asei deraisah, to say Birchas HaTorah. And the Rambam doesn't bring it. Even the Fidur Rambam is not clear that he doesn't hold that it's deraisa. It could just be, the Chronim say, it could be holds that it's somehow included in the Chiyuv of Limud HaTorah. But nonetheless, Rubba V'Rubba B'Shoilin bring hold that Birchas HaTorah is actually Midoraisa. It's interesting, the Sefer Chinuch in Birchas HaMozoin, so he discusses, he says there's actually only two brachas which are deraisa. He says there's two brachas which are deraisa, it's the Birchas HaMozoin and Birchas HaTorah. And he says it's interesting that Birchas HaTorah is, we make a bracha before, and Birchas HaMazon is something we do afterwards. Since what's the significance? Why is it that Birchas HaTorah is the bracha midaraisa, we say, before we start learning, and Birchas HaMazon afterwards? Although the midarabanan, obviously, we make brachas before we eat. But midaraisa, there's no midaraisa, Misgana is the Gemara that there's no chiyuv to make a bracha before. The bracha, the chiyuv midaraisa, is to make a bracha afterwards. So he says, what's the difference? So he says, interestingly, he says, the difference is, one is a davagashmi, davaruchni. He says that davagashmi is something that a person, that the guf, the physical part of us, doesn't appreciate properly until we experienced it. And once we've experienced it, so then we're able to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Adav Ruchni is something which appeals to the higher part of a person, so that higher part of a person is able to appreciate even before he's experienced it. So already I know what I'm about to experience, my seichel allows me to understand that, so that I'm able to make, and therefore the chiyuv is to make the bracha before. That's what the chinuch says. Just the halacha, as a result of it being beraisa, because Birchas HaTorah is beraisa, so obviously like Birchas HaMazon, if you've got a suffix, if you said, can't remember, did you say Birchas HaTorah, did you not say Birchas HaTorah? So therefore, Mishnah Berurah paskins that you should be chozer mevarich, right? The sofik, you should be chozer mevarich. Chai Odom says that you should actually make all Birchas HaTorah. I think the meskonos of Mishnah Berurah is like the Shagas Arya, that you should make one bracha, you should say Asher Bach Abonu. That's if you've got a sofik. That's sofik deraisa lechumra, right? Big nafkimina lehalacha. So the question is, what is the gedeh? What is the Sibba, what is the trigger, shall we say? What's the mechayev for Birchas HaTorah? So, Kupshuta, simply speaking, we understand that Birchas HaTorah is like any other Birchas HaMitzvahs, right? The loshen of the bracha, Asher Kedishanu, B'mitzvah Sabbat Tzivanu, La'asuk B'Divrei Torah, Al Divrei Torah, calling the nusach Sfar. Right, it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Sheki Nishana B'mitzvahs HaVitzivanu. So L'chayvitz, we think, simply speaking, it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, like any other bracha, Birchas HaMitzvahs on Achilles Matzah, on Lulav, it's just the other things are Mudrabonon, and this is the Raisa, and we see, oh, so Chazal was said, oh, you know, we see, there's an Inyan Birchas HaTorah, which is a Birchas HaMitzvahs. So from there, Chazal took, and they went and made Birchas HaMitzvahs on all the other mitzvahs that we have. I want to discuss three points in Halacha, and try and work through whether or not it fits to designate Birchas HaTorah as a Birchas HaMitzvahs. So the first question in Halacha is, as far as Birchas HaTorah is concerned, is whether or not Noshim are supposed to make Birchas HaTorah. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that yes, Noshim Avarchos. The Loshen of the Shulchan Aruch is Noshim Avaruch is Birchas HaTorah. Women should make Birchas HaTorah. Women should say Birchas HaTorah. So the question is why, right? The makor for this mechaber, the makor for the Mishnah Berurah, is the mitzvah from Sefer Igor. Sefer Igor says it's a chiyuv for women to say Birchas HaTorah. So the question is why? Beis Yosef himself asks why, because the Gemara says in Kiddushin that women are potter from Talmud Torah. Why should women be chiyuv to say Birchas HaTorah? Right? They don't have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Men have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Women do not have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. So says the Beis Yosef, he says two things. He says that he brings the smag. The smag says that even if women are not mechuyev in Talmud Torah in the way that men are, which means to learn for its own sake, but nonetheless, women do have a chiyuv to learn the halachos which are negeh to them, or they should know what to do. And that also is nichlal, that's also part of Talmud Torah. That's one answer. So, just to look at that answer for a second. Obviously, even we also have a chiyuv to learn all the mitzvahs which are nageya to us. But it's a very different chiyuv. Our chiyuv is whether it's actually a nageya lach lamaisa, or it's not nageya lach lamaisa, whatever it is, kotshim, zroyim, taharas, we have a chiyuv to learn. Kolot ha-rekulot. Noshim is saying that because they have a practical need to know the dinim, which are nageya to them, so therefore, according to that answer of the Beis Yosef, that's also called Talmud Torah. That's also called the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which means comes out, according to that, women, yes, are actually chayiv in Talmud Torah, in that regard. And another Torah, which he says, is that because women have a chiv to daven, and part of davening is saying korbonos, and korbonos are the parshas haTorah, so levela, that's also called Talmud Torah. The Vilna Gaon asks on the Mechaber, and he asks his question, and he brings the Beis Yosef, and he says it can't be. He says in the Gemara Kiddushin that women are mechuyev in Talmud Torah. You can't stop telling me that women are mechuyev and they have some kind of obligation. The Gemara says the women are part of Talmud Torah. So he says, you cannot say, how can they say Vetzivonu? You're telling me they're mechuyev in Talmud Torah? How can they say Vetzivonu? They're not mechuyev in Talmud Torah. It seems to be that the Beis Yosef understood that this also takes on the din of Talmud Torah. And the Gaon understood that, yes, it's true that practically they have to know the halachos which are negated to them. But that does not make it the chefts of Talmud Torah. The chefts of Talmud Torah is what we have, what men have. And the Gemara's memhaid is memhaid noshim. And that's what we're mevarich. We're mevarich, brichas haTorah, mevarich for that, on that mitzvah, and that mitzvah Talmud Torah. Women don't have that chiyuv. Their chiyuv is not classified as the chiyuv of Talmud, it's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So says the Gaon, what's the pshat? Says the Gaon, that we know it's a machlokes, whether women are able to be machayev themselves in mitzvahs asei, if they want. One wants to hear shofar or sheik lulav. Can she do so? And if she can do so, can she make the bracha? When she does the mitzvah, can she make the bracha? So it's machlokes v'shoinim. The Rambam says no, they cannot. I think it's Fadim Machmir not to allow ladies to make the bracha. Oh, but says the Gaon, no, the halacha is like the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, and who says that the halacha is that women, if they want to, they can be mechayev themselves, and therefore that's why they make. Now, it says the Gaon, the women are really not mechayev in Talmud Torah at all, but a lady, if she wants to, she can mevarech brichas on Torah, because why not? It's like any other mitzvah, she can make the bracha. What's the nafkamina between these two things? It's the bi'alacha. The nafkamina is whether a lady can be motzi a man. If a man, for some reason, cannot say brichas on Torah, so according to, says the bi'alacha, according to the Beis Yosef's way of understanding, the women do have some kind of shaychus to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So yes, a lady can actually be motzi a man if necessary. Hashaykin, if you're gone, we won't have any chiyah whatsoever. She's potter. Someone's potter. Can't be motzi a man, the bracha. So according to the Gaon, a woman would not be able to be motzi a man, birchas haTorah. Al-Koponim, what you see very clearly that the Gaon understood that the mitzvah, that the chiyah of birchas haTorah is a birchas haMitzvahs. The whole question is, am I mechuyev? Is the person who's coming to make brichas haTorah, are they mechuyev? Are they not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? A lady is not mechuyev in Talmud Torah, so how can she make the bracha? That's halacha number one. Halacha number two is again, is a mechaber. The mechaber says that someone who comes and he wants to think in learning before brichas haTorah, says the mechaber, mahareh b'dibri Torah, einoi tzorich levarich. There's absolutely no chiyuv to say brichas haTorah if you want to think and learn. A person gets up in the morning and he goes to brichas haTorah shul and he takes out a seif. You can say it as long as he doesn't start speaking and saying the words with his mouth. There's absolutely no chiyuv of Talmud Torah according to the Mechaber. Again, the makor for this halacha is Sefer Igor. It's not something Sefer Igor. It says Sefer Igor that why is this true? Because the scholars of Gemara in brachas is a hoshaila. Whether or not Hirhu Kedibu Domi, Al Sugi and Balkeri, whether Hirhu is Kedibu Domi, the Maskolas HaGomor is that thinking is not like speaking. So because when you think, it's not like speaking, so it doesn't have a Chashivus of Dibu, thinking does not have the same Chashivus as Dibu, so therefore, there's no Chiyuv, according to the Mechaber, to say Birchas HaTorah before you start to be Mahara. You can come up with the whole Shia, Shoinim, Achroinim, as long as you don't say anything, No chiyuv b'brichas ha'tayra.
Hashav
b'tayv is gemaisa.
Yeah, very good.
Sorry. Hashav b'tayv akadosh b'chol mitzarif. Yeah. Yeah, there's something to
mention about hashav as well.
Yeah, give you schar. If you give you no halacha day. Yeah. Ask the Vilna Gaon, comes the Vilna Gaon again, and he asks. Now I read the Loshen here, because Loshen the Gaon is asoi. Aval kol ze tzorich iyun. The kan mevarech al a mitzvah. V'chilek a mitzvah behiru. Ask the Gaon, is there no mitzvah to be mahara? Says the apostle, what's Higisa? The Hegyon Libi. Hegyon Libi means the thoughts, the machshavas of my heart, the thoughts of my contemplation of my heart. So, if other heroes are mitzvah, if heroes are mitzvah, so then why should they not be? You're being Makayim mitzvahs, as said the rise of Talmud Torah when you think you're learning as much as you are. Oh, as much as you are, but you're definitely being Makayim the mitzvahs, as said Talmud Torah when you're being Maharas. So if it's Ask the Gaon, is a brichas mitzvah, there should be a chiyuv to be mevarech techilim. So the Gaon is the ma'aser choylik. He says, no, Vader, you shouldn't be maharer in learning before brichas haTorah. The Chai Odom has an answer for the Gaon's kasha. The Makor, which we didn't actually mention in the beginning, the Makor, where do the Ramban mention? The Ramban says that Talmud Torah is deraisa. So if it's deraisa, what's the Makor? So the Gemara for Birchas HaTorah. What's the Makor that Birchas HaTorah is deraisa? So the Makor is the Gemara in Brochas. The Gemara in Brochas, that Chof Aleph, says that Rabbi Yochanan said, Kishem, says in the Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havogoyde Lelekeinu. What's Shem Hashem? Shem Hashem is, Shem Hashem is the Torah. And the Kol HaTorah Kulo is Shem Oysev Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so therefore, Havogoyde Lelekeinu, so there's a Chiyuv Brocha. So says the Chai Otom, that because the Loshen of the Posuk, that is the Makar for this Chiyuv, is Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, so Chazal understood that the Chiyuv in Chazal Torah is only through Kriya. When you do Kriya, that means when you say the words with your mouth, but if you just Maharer, then you're not Mechuyuv. Meaning, really, yes, it's Berchaz HaMitzvahs, and really you should be Mechuyuv. Oh, for some reason, Chazal decided that in this case, although you're being Mekayim in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Kishem Hashem Ekra, we're only going to be Mekayim you when there's a Kriya. That's the answer of the Chai Odom, the Kasha of the Vilna Gaon. The third halacha, to highlight this inyan, is a question of Hefsek. Now, many other mitzvahs, there's a concept, if you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah, and then you have some kind of hesef hadas, and say you're doing b'dikas chometz in one house, and you make the bracha, and then you finish b'dikas chometz in this house, and you go off and you go have your supper, and then you go off to your shop to do, or your office to do b'dikas chometz there. So I think the halacha is, if there was a hefsuk, so then you have to make a new bracha, because you're now doing, you're being mekayim the mitzvah, and there's a hefsuk from the first bracha which you made, so you have to make a new bracha on this b'dikas chometz. So too, that concept is negated to Talmud Torah. You make Birchas HaTorah, say Birchas HaTorah, and you have some kind of hefsek. So, right, yeah. So let's say you said, right, but yeah, in the middle of the day, let's say you person goes to sleep in the middle of the day, and he has a good shluf, 2 or 3 hours, Shayna's kvar. Mama, she has a proper sleep in the middle of the day. So, is that considered to be a hefsuk, to be mechayev him to say Birchas HaTorah again when he wakes up? So the halach is, even if a person, the emes you can ask stronger than they can say, a person goes to the Beis HaKisei, a person goes to the Beis HaMerchatz, so the chayev, there also no hesach hadas, you're not allowed to be maharer in these places. So the halach is, the Shulchan Aruch Paskas know that even when persons in the Beis HaKisei, there are still halachas which are negeya, Beis HaMerchatz are still halachas which are negeya. So there's not considered to be a hefsuk. But when you go to sleep, you're really unless you're special madrigas, you're probably not thinking of learning. And so l'chayra, there's a hefsuk. Or the other way around, let's say a person stays up all night, like Shabbos night, and he doesn't go to sleep. So when he wakes up in the morning, is there now, normally obviously in the morning, you come and you see, say, Brichas HaTorah. If you didn't sleep, is there a chiyuv Brichas HaTorah? So the Mechaber paskens, as far as Shenis Kva is concerned, the person who sleeps in the middle of the day, Mechaber says, Shenaz Kva b'yom al mitas, they have a hefsuk. V'ish oimrim, they don't have a hefsuk. Some say that it's not a hefsuk. So Beis Yosef asks, he doesn't understand, he actually says, he brings again for the Sefer Igor, again the third halacha of the Sefer Igor, that he's choishes, Sefer Igor's choishes that maybe it's a hefsuk. And Beis Yosef says, he doesn't actually know of any opinion who holds that it should be a hefsuk, that it should not be a hefsuk. He says, a double posha that it's a hefsuk. The minhag is not Safik Rochus the Hakel. But we'll see the halacha in a minute. But again, the Vilna Gaon again. So again, comes the Vilna Gaon again, and he asks. He doesn't understand. Chayra, it's a brichas mitzvahs, and because of brichas mitzvahs, you got a hefsuk, and therefore, when you wake up, you then hezek hadas. You should have to make a new bracha. So I'd like now, fine. So we've seen clearly the Vilna Gaon holds that brichas mitzvahs, brichas haTorah is a brichas mitzvahs. There's a. The Brisker Rov brings the Shem Reb Chaim in Hilchas Brochus in Sefer Griz to answer the kasha, the first kasha he asked. The first kasha, the first ha'ara was on Noshim. Noshim being Mevorech Birchas HaTorah. Right? So the kasha was if Noshim are not Mechuyev in Talmud Torah, so then why should Noshim be obligated to say Birchas HaTorah? So Reb Chaim suggests another answer. Reb Chaim suggests that the Birchas HaTorah, the chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah, is in fact not a Birchas HaMitzvahs. The chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah is that Torah, is Loshen is, I think, Torah boya brocha techila. When a person comes to be oisik in Talmud Torah, there's a chiyuv to say, to make a brocha first. What do I mean? Until now we understood that the trigger, the mechayev for Birchas HaTorah is the tzivoy. I'm a tzuva, like any other mitzvah, I'm a tzuva. And my being mitzuva, my being commanded by mitzvoy is the mechayev for the chiyuv brocha. Reb Chaim says no, that the mechayev for the brocha is that Torah needs to be preceded by a bracha. It's not because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The halacha is that before a person is Isaac in Torah, a person needs to make a bracha. Why? Because the Torah says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goyde Lelekeinu. So Chaim understands that the Torah is saying, Kishem Hashem Ekra, that before a person is Isaac in Torah, then Havu Goyde Lelekeinu. Not that because I've got a mitzvah, I there to be oisek ben Torah, and therefore I'm being mevarech because of my tzivui. But rather because I'm coming to be korea, because I'm coming to speak in learning, I'm coming to say over a chefza of Torah, so therefore that requires a brocha first. Torah requires a brocha. What is that brocha? So the chinuch calls it a brechas ha-shvach. Before Reb Chaim, the minchas chinuch also suggests this, but the Reb Chaim's vort is not exactly what's the content. Not the content. The content of Birchas HaTorah is I'm being meshabeach v'ribono shel olam for nesinas HaTorah. That's fine. But what's the machayev? The machayev, according to Reb Chaim, is not the mitzvah. The machayev, according to Reb Chaim, is the chefzer of Torah. That when a person is busy with Talmud Torah, you want to speak in Torah, please be mapped in first with the bracha. What's the nafkamin? And the nafkamin says, Reb Chaim is noshim. He says, it's true that noshim are not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But the mechayev of Birchas HaTorah is not because I have a tzivoy. I'm not making the bracha because I have a tzivoy. I'm making a bracha because I want to speak in learning. I want to speak in learning. So you have to be makdim, you're speaking and learning with a shvach to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And so therefore, even Noshim, although it's true Noshim are not mechuyev, but nonetheless, when they learn Torah, their Talmud Torah is still Torah. They're not being, they never chiyev to learn Torah, but the Torah is still Torah. So therefore, they have to be makdim. They have to be makdim the Talmud Torah with the bracha.
They can be mitzvah man.
According to that, nechuyev, they can be mitzvah man. Yes, yes. What's the right to that? Right to that is that the Gemara Megillah says that a lady can be called up to Kriyas HaTorah. The minhag is not, obviously, but a lady can be called up before Birchas HaTorah. The Turi Evan asks, how can it be? How can a lady, very nice, she can, even if you want to say, she can, like, if you want to say, like we said with Hashem Dagon earlier, that a woman can be mechayev herself in Talmud Torah. Fine. Oh, but how can she be moitzi the tzibur? How can she be moitzi the tzibur? Right? She's not mechayev adov. How can she be moitzi the tzibur? So, according to this understanding, so the Emek Dovo uses this, Reb Chaim, so the Emek Dovo in the very beginning, so he uses this same idea as Reb Chaim, that the mechayev Talmud Torah is not the mitzvah. The mechayev Talmud Torah is that the chefzer of Torah requires a bracha first. So therefore, that's why a lady can be Ola the Torah, and she can make the bracha, because it's, like we said, it's not as a result of the mitzvah. That also explains why hirhur b'Torah, we can explain perhaps why hirhur b'Torah, by thinking in Torah, is not mechayev a bracha tachila, because if you learn it's a mitzvah, so then why should I make the bracha dafka on speaking? The mitzvah is to think as much as there is, as well as to speak. So the Chai Adam says, Chazal, that's what Chazal, even though it's true it's a mitzvah, but Chal limited it, and they said, on this mitzvah we're not making, and this mitzvah we are making. If you like, it's a brichas a shvach, meaning that the mechayev is the chefzer of Torah, so then perhaps it's easier to understand why it is that you don't have to make a bracha on hiru, because Chazal decided that the chashivas, that the shvach should come on the Kishem Hashem Ekra, on the Kriya. If you understand that it's a mitzvah, so it's Jewish, Kishem Hashem Ekra, that's the Makor. But Kishem Hashem Ekra is because of the mitzvah. But once I know with this, the Mechayv is the mitzvah, it's difficult really to be Mechalik between this mitzvah and that. I mean, the Behiru is the Chayra, just as much a mitzvah as it is speaking. Simply speaking. So why should I be Mechalik between this mitzvah and that mitzvah? Once you say that the Mechayv is not the Mechayv is not the mitzvah, the Mechayv is the chetzah shel Torah, so then we can say that the chetzah of Torah, which was mechayev, is a kriya, and not hiruhu. And as far as hefzik is concerned, also the same thing will follow. That if you say it's a birchas hamitzvah, so then hefzik is a hefzik. You went to sleep in the middle of the day, so you should be mechuyev to make a bracha when you wake up. But if it's a chiyev, if it's a birchas hashvach, so then it's nothing to do with, I went to sleep and I was masiach das for my learning. Every single day, there's a chiyuv to be mevarech. It's birchas hashachar, you make in the morning. If you went to sleep in the middle of the day, very nice. But the time, the chazal will mechayev, once a day, to make birchas haTorah. If you're awake all night, so according to those who hold this a birchas mitzvah, you shouldn't actually make birchas haTorah again in the morning, because you're not masiach das. But if you hold that it's the mechayev is the chetz of Torah, and Chazal will mechayev you every single day to be mashabeach on the chetz of Torah, so then you would be mechuyev even if you didn't sleep to make a bracha, to lemaisa. Just the halacha maisa should be clear, right?
Yeah, but going to sleep is one thing, but after you've made the bracha, there shouldn't theoretically be a
chetz. No? There is no chetz. If you hold it to birchas hashvach, then it's a chiyuv on the person to be meshabech every day for birchas haTorah. It's like all the birchas haShachar, v'keich ivrim, akti asurim. It's a bracha that you make every single day. And if you go to sleep in the middle of the day, you don't make birchas haShachar again when you wake up.
How did Chazal know that Kishem HaShemekra happens once a day?
I don't know. Yeah, good question. I don't know. So just to clarify the halacha, Noshin, Mevarchas Torah, Tchila, I guess, Ilucha Tchila, a lady shouldn't be, this is a very pressing circumstance, a lady shouldn't be Motzi, a man. As far as Hero is concerned, so the Mishnah Berurah brings the Gon, and therefore the Chorah person should be Choshesh for the Shittas HaGon not to be Mahal and Torah without Birchas HaTorah. As far as the Hefzik is concerned, so it seems to be, as far as sleeping in the middle of the day is concerned, even though there's strong reasons, strong grounds to say the Hefzik is Birchas HaTorah, therefore you should make a new Birchas HaTorah when you wake up, but the Minig is not. The Mishnah Berurah says, if a person wants to, there's very strong grounds, a person is allowed, if a person wants to go have a Shem Shez Kvar, and he wakes up and wants to say Birchas HaTorah, then he's allowed to do so. And in this case, we allow a person to say Birchas HaTorah. Again, the other way around, when a person's awake all night, says the Mishnah Berurah, then the Chayah here, see, because the weight of thinking of opinion is the other way, that really there has been no Hesek Hadas. A person's awake all night, there's been no Hesek Hadas. So he doesn't need to make Birchas HaTorah. Either those opinions say you should. So the Mishnah Berurah says you should person, that's what we think the minhag is, to try and hear from somebody else in order to be Yotze the Shitta that perhaps the Hefsuk is not a. Even though there's not been a Hefsuk, but you're still mechuyev to make Birchas HaTorah again, so therefore the minhag is to hear from somebody else and be Yotze from there.